Hi, I'm Louis from One Direction, and this is our autobiography. At school, academically, I wasn't necessarily great. I didn't really put my mind to it. It was more like things that I enjoyed the social, obviously, but it was more things that I really enjoyed that kind of gave me the drive. But other than that, I could very easily be the class clown and just do what I want, you know. I think I've always had persistence, which I suppose I've probably got from my mum. She always encouraged me to do what I wanted to do and, you know, always just told me to give it my best. So that's what I tried to do. My mum's pretty ambitious, to be fair. So I think that kind of came through in the family. And I think I get a lot of qualities from her. My mum's pretty much the first person I go to for advice. I have a great relationship with my mum. Obviously, being in One Direction means, you know, we can travel the world, which I don't think, well, I know I wouldn't have even, you know, been to America, never mind all the places that we've been at this age. So, yeah, it's amazing. I kind of, you know, Doncaster is great, but I kind of wanted to see the world, you know, and I'm lucky enough to have done that. And often when I bring friends from home, you know, obviously I went to school with, it's pretty surreal then. The first time I brought my mate Ollie out, he couldn't believe that there was a thing called room service where someone brings you food to your door. He was over the moon. So, you know, it's great. For me, the whole X Factor thing went so quick. It was an amazing experience, but it all just seems like a blur now. We definitely enjoyed it, but obviously it was so serious at that time as well. Even when we try our hardest to be sensible and mature, we don't do a very good job. So, I think it kind of keeps us sane, you know. You know, we were all very young, and we had a life of no responsibility. I mean, I certainly didn't at school, you know. I wasn't really working too hard and I was just enjoying myself. And then all of a sudden you get taken away and like, bang, you're in this lifestyle. And it is very alien, and touring specifically, moving on to country, to different hotel, it's hard to get your head around at first. And I think for our families in particular, it was tough because, you know, normally I suppose a mum would know that their child might be going to university at 18 and they can prepare for that moment. But we were kind of just, you know, we went for the X Factor. It was an opportunity, and then everything just, you know, went from there. So I think it was hard for our families to get their head round, probably more so than us. You know, we were just in the whirlwind and just loving it. But touring is definitely the best part. So, you know, it is hard being away from your family and from your friends, but that's why it's great having the other boys there, because you've got mates there. Recording our first album was such a surreal experience because obviously you have no idea what to expect, especially being a lad from Donny. You don't know. Not many people from Donny record many albums, but anyway. But that trip was, it kind of had a lot of firsts for us because, you know, a lot of us hadn't been to different countries before. They'd never been abroad. I'd only have been to France. So it was, you know, a lot of new experiences, and it was amazing. It was a great time for us as a band then, definitely. Those early recording sessions were like a strange contrast for me because I went through the whole of the X Factor and didn't have a solo. And that was tough for me because from going to school and, you know, like I say, liking to be the centre of attention and that, it was a big different kind of lifestyle change in a way. I don't mean that in an arrogant way, you know, it was just completely different, which was hard to deal with. And there was often times, you know, when I'd stand there and wonder how much the comments were relevant to me, because my contribution to the band, in my opinion at that time, was so small. So, you know, obviously I was delighted to be in the band. It was an amazing opportunity. But on the X Factor, I did have a little bit of struggle, and that's why, you know, when it came around to recording the album, and it's only really been since probably Midnight Memories, that album, that I felt comfortable with my voice. So it's just all been like a learning curve from there, really. But sometimes on stage, I might feel, or I have done in the past, I feel, especially this tour, I feel much more confident. You know, it can be an intimidating thing, especially at the start when it was so alien to us. But it's kind of good to learn about that side of it and come out on the other end. You know, I'm very, very happy now. you know, What Makes You Beautiful was obviously a great start for us. But even before that, there was so much work that had gone into social media, and our fans literally, you know, like little super fans trying to spread the word across the world. And it's pretty amazing. I hope that they realise just how much of a influence they've had, you know, from the start, because, yeah, it all happened through them, through social media. I mean, it's hard to put into words, you know, the level of importance, because I just feel like you hear so many people say, you know, our fans are amazing, they're the best in the world. We seriously couldn't stress enough just how incredible our fans are. And, you know, they only need to look at our stats, and that is all thanks to them. And, you know, I hope that they give themselves a pat on the back, because it's a partnership between the two of us. We had our first UK tour in theatres, which was brilliant, because obviously straight off the back of the X Factor, we needed to learn, and it was a great platform for that. And you know, some of those intimate gigs are some of the best gigs that we've done. We really do have some great memories, but we needed that kind of progression, and we needed to learn as a band and to get to arenas, you know. So we love touring. There's nothing better to do as an artist than to, you know, take your music all over the world. So we're blessed to be able to do that. I think on the first tour, I remember quite clearly we got the mattresses out of one of the hotel rooms and was trying to ride them down the stairs. And a couple of the boys were a bit tentative, worried that we might get told off. You wouldn't get that now. They'd be straight down. Our expectations in America were very modest. I remember we had a discussion about where we'd like the album to chart, and we said top 40. Top 20 would be amazing. Because, you know, you look back at the past, and it is so hard to get into America, so we wouldn't have any other expectations really other than that. And we went to tour with Big Time Rush, and I remember we had a chat with our management, and they were like, you know, this isn't your show, so you need to be aware that they might not know the songs and you might not get that great a reaction, blah blah blah. And like, you know, we were like nervous going into the show, like, wow, is this going to be different, whatever. And then that was one of the most amazing gigs, because we walked out and we performed, I think we did 6 songs, and even on the album tracks they were singing along, and it was just, we just completely weren't prepared for that, you know, because there's only so much Twitter can tell you, really, you know, and just experiencing that was, yeah, it was shocking in a good way.